Greetings, Slidell. This is Bob Rouse, your host of the Grace Radio series, Voices. This adventure in programming for Grace Radio focuses on the voices of our neighbors here in Slidell about matters of community interest. And today we have a special edition of Voices with our own mayor, Greg Cromer. Mayor Cromer is going to talk to us today about the 7th annual Mayor's Community Prayer Breakfast to be held on January the 25th. So, Mayor, welcome. Glad to have you today.
Thank you, Brother Bob. It's always good to be with you. How many times have we done this?
We've done a number of these, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We did a couple when I was a legislator, and now we've done just about as many since I've been mayor. This is fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's always good to have you in the office.
Well, thank you, sir. It's good to be with you, and good to talk about something that's close to my heart, and I think a lot of people's heart, which is the annual community prayer breakfast to be held on the last Friday of this month. Give us a thumbnail sketch about what's happening there.
Well, you know, we're continuing a tradition that Mayor Drennan started by having the community together, ministers, the clergy, general community, to join with leaders of our community, and whether it be parish leaders, other mayors, myself, but to establish that God is the wisdom behind our leadership and gives us the direction that we need on a day-to-day basis. We are all in this together, leadership, church, everybody, and we're asking for God's divine wisdom and inspiration in everything we do on a daily basis.
Amen. Amen. Well, as you mentioned, this has been going on for, this will be the 7th one, started with Mayor Freddie Drennan. Things begin to progress each year. More people come, better opportunity to hear from different speakers. Who's going to be our keynote speaker this year?
Well, you know, I'm honored this year by a couple of things. I asked Mayor Drennan if he would come and emcee us.
Wonderful.
You know, he asked me to do that for his prayer breakfast one year, and I was honored to do it. So I thought I'd get to him right off the bat before he got off in the country hunting too much and couldn't get in touch with him. And we're bringing him back to be the MC of the event on the 25th. So he'll be joining us to kick things off. But we're expecting to have about four other mayors, as well as Parish President Brister, and then Superintendent Trey Foltz will bring the keynote address to discuss education.
Will you continue the tradition this year of reading the prayers of our forefathers?
Yeah. Our parish president will read one of the scriptures. We'll have at least three other mayors or four bringing scripture also. We're going to do something a little different this year, though, in that we're going to ask at least one clergyman, possibly two, to stand with each mayor when they come up and bring scripture. I just want to make sure that we show the message that we're joined together in this endeavor and supported by the community, by the churches, in our leadership of our city.
That's an awesome addition to see the clergy and to see the elected and appointed officials standing together in celebration of God's view of education.
I think it's an opportunity that we'd be remiss if we didn't take advantage of it.
Talk about, if you will, about some of the prayers of our forefathers in this area. It's kind of a unique thing to do that because it's hard for anybody to argue with history when it's so widely published. And what are some of the thoughts behind this year's prayer breakfast?
Well, you know, we've been very fortunate through the years to have Brother Morris Santangelo, who is a historian almost, you know, I say that tongue-in-cheek a little bit, but he reads vociferously, and he has done the homework to bring the passages that our forefathers utilized when they were formulating essentially the travel across the waters and starting our country, putting together our Constitution, the guiding principles that the Bible preaches and shows that they used to formulate our country. And to show that we were a God-based country. We were developed on godly-based principles. Brother Santangelo has done a great job of picking out some unique passages, if you will, that emphasize that we are a government that's governed by men that are governed by godly principles and driven by godly principles.
What in your estimation, getting more to a personal side of it, What is the value of us doing this? We all pray. We all go to church on Sunday. We all love the Lord and want to serve Him in the best way we can. Why is this an important part of the Slidell's community?
Well, you know, I think it's part of our mission from God. Each of us have a path that He's defined and He's given us to travel, and a mission that He has given us to fulfill. This is part of my mission for sure, but it identifies to the community that our leadership are godly people and that we are looking for God's divine inspiration in the decisions that we make and how we govern our community and how we move forward and try to make us a better place. The other side of that, we call it a community prayer breakfast, and it is about community. It's to draw the community together, one spirit, one direction, one guidance, to make our place, our community, a better place to live and work.
The title of it is, as you said, the Community Prayer Breakfast. How are we reaching out to the community to make this known and to make tickets available? I assume there are tickets available. There are tickets needed for this event.
Tickets are available for $15 a piece. You can buy a table of eight for $120. Tickets are available on Eventbrite and through Community Christian Concern. They're available in my office. They're available at the Chamber of Commerce office here in Slidell. They're going to be available at the door unless we sell out. Last year we had a little over 300 people. We're preparing for 300 this year. We expect to have that number again or more. But truly, I don't think we'll turn anyone away that wants to show up on the day of the event. But we're working through the media, of course, this your radio station, and hopefully on a couple other radio stations in the community, through the newspaper, through the chamber, through the city website, trying to get the message out to all of our churches to share that in their church bulletins so that the message gets out of what we're trying to do on the 25th, and hopefully we'll have a good turnout.
You know, one of the elements I've appreciated in years gone by is how many young people are there, students who are there helping to serve, organizing, bringing music to the event, the young people, the students. They're quite a number of students. I don't know, do you think maybe 100 all told who are involved? I particularly enjoy that, the impact that this meeting could be on these young people. Could you address that thought for us?
Yeah, well, you know, that's one of the reasons that we asked Superintendent Foltz to be a partner and to be our keynote speaker this year, because of the impact that this can have on children and because of the number of children that we traditionally have had here. You know, we invite all four high schools in the community to bring their culinary arts classes, and those kids can serve and help prepare for the event. We ask one of the schools, to their RTC unit, to bring the colors as a color guard. We generally have music from one of the schools to get us started. And we try to engage the students as much as we can. But, yeah, I think it's good for young adults, students that are being developed to be our future leaders, to understand the importance of coming together as a community, being led by a divine inspiration, that inspiration for you and I being Christ. I think it's important that our children get that message and carry forward, and as they grow and develop and become the next generation of leaders, family leaders, if nothing else, but community leaders, hopefully on a bigger scale, but for sure as future family leaders and people that are raising children, raising our next generation of society to make them a better society.
So often we see our community leaders on different television stations, and usually they're discussing a hurricane or a horrific event in the community, but rarely do our young people get to see our leaders bowing a knee, bowing their head in prayer. And it seems to me, as you've already said, that the role, the interaction between our future leaders and our current leaders seems to me is invaluable.
I agree. You know, a lot of times you see community leaders, and it is in an event of disaster or some type of an issue or problem, or generally not in a positive light. I'm trying every way I can to change that and to bring more positive messages to our youth. It's one of the best parts of my job. I truly enjoy the most is being engaged with kids. You know, we come through, have them come in classes, coming through the office here all the time. I enjoy spending time with them. I speak to high school classes. Enjoy doing that. We actually have a Bluebell ice cream box here in the office that when a classroom of kids come through the office, they leave with ice cream. You know? So if nothing else, they get a sweet attitude about the mayor's office when they leave. So, it truly is one of the things that I enjoy the most about the mayor's office, being able to interact with our future leadership, our future society, and trying to help mold them to be a good, positive individual growing up. You know, they make their own way. You choose your destination somewhat. God's got a plan for you, but you have to choose to accept that plan.
That's right.
You know, you choose your destination. You wake up every morning, you choose to be happy or unhappy. Okay? And if they come through here and see that the mayor is not somebody in a box or not somebody on TV or in the newspaper, but he's just another average Joe that comes in and tries to do his best every day, and somebody that you can talk to on the street if you see him, grab him and say hello, helps him to understand better that anybody can be a part of leadership and moving our community forward, and it takes everybody to do so.
Well, you know, I really applaud your enthusiastic acceptance of things that have happened in the community in the past. I know that our dear friend Pastor Morris Santangelo has said many times, there's not a whole lot I can do on the national scene to make a difference. But I can make a difference here, where we live, where we sleep, where we earn our living, where we celebrate life, where we go to church together. Here we can make a difference. And it seems to me that this event is one of those places where we're truly making a difference. And not without opposition. Mm-hmm. There are those who would like to shut this down, but godly men and women, godly community leaders willing to stand up and to be able to say, this is a good place to live. This is a good place. God's got his hand on our community, and for that we're very grateful.
We are. We have a tremendous opportunity here in our community to share that message with our citizens, with our students, and this venue, this prayer breakfast is a good place to start that. You know, there's a saying, each one save one. In this, each one bring one. Yeah, we can't impact national politics. We can impact local politics, local government, local community. And if each community does their part the same way, we'll all impact Amen. The national political scene.
Amen.
But it starts right here at the grassroots where we're at.
And, of course, it's spread out to other cities. It started here under Mayor Freddie Drennan, but there are other cities now involved, the mayors who come to be a part of it, and in turn went to their communities and started. So, you know, a praying people is an awesome foundation to lay for the good things of God.
Well, it's part of God's plan for us.
Amen.
To pray daily and to communicate with him. Yeah, it's been tremendous the way this has evolved in the 6-7 years now, the way other community leaders have embraced this and then have taken it back into their community and started these types of things in their communities. Hopefully we can get to folks outside of our parish and start sharing that message. You know, we got folks from Mississippi Gulf Coast that come over and participate and have taken this back to their communities on along the coast. And it's pretty amazing how just a little spark starts a fire.
Well, Mayor, this has certainly been an encouragement to me, to encourage my friends to be there. Could you help us to remember again, what's the date and the time? And
Friday, January 25th.
Yes, sir.
At the Slidell City Auditorium.
And that's right here on 2nd Street.
2056 2nd Street. That's
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Right across from City Hall.
Okay.
Doors will open probably 7:15. Breakfast program starts around 7:30. We'll have a blessing of the food and start breakfast right at 7:30 and go from that into the program. Tickets are available at multiple outlets. You can go to Eventbrite and purchase them through credit card on Eventbrite, or you can go to Community Christian Concern. You can go to Chamber of Commerce. You can come to City Hall, and tickets are available in cash or check at those places. Tickets are $15 a piece. $120 buys you a table of eight. I encourage you to buy that table of eight It puts your name on the program, and you'll be recognized as a sponsor. But what I also encourage you to do is don't sit with your eight friends.
Okay.
Don't sit with seven folks you don't know. You know, let's make this about community. And get to know new folks in here. Pray with different people other than the folks you're comfortable with. You know, we're going to get you out of your comfort zone a little bit. So, again, tickets are available. I'm not even going to say if we sell out. We're not going to turn anybody away. We're welcoming.
So Friday, January the 25th, 7 a.m., Slidell Auditorium, be there.
Thank you, sir.
Mayor, we thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today, and really appreciate your leadership, and thank you for the way you're handling business, but specifically at this moment for helping us to continue, a worthy tradition in Slidell.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Slidell, for tuning in to Voices here on Grace Radio. We want to hear from you. Give us a call at 985-250-1037. Leave us a comment. Send us a text. We're interested in your view on any of the things we've talked about today. We encourage you to like us on Facebook, Grace Radio of Slidell. Also, check out our website, www.graceradioofslidell.net. There you can make tax-deductible gifts to support the station. We appreciate your support. It helps us to bring you quality programming with people of interest in Slidell. And again, the number to call is 985-250-1037. Well, that's it for now. Join us again for Voice of Slidell Daily at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and get the flow of God's grace here in Slidell.